Every year, thousands of Zimbabwean youths graduate from the country's tertiary institutions. But as industry continues to struggle, most of the graduates end up on the streets, many of them joining the informal employment sector. Although government has set up a fund to help youths start their own businesses, most complain that the funds are not easily accessible as they struggle to come up with viable business projects. Like most young people, 27-year-old Glorious Makumbe is very familiar with the frustrations of youths over limited opportunities. It is such a situation that has spurred Glorious to come up with a business incubation initiative known as Global Appeal for Accelerated Youth Empowerment and Development, GAYED. He explained the concept to Studio 7.
Business and technology incubation is the process of assisting an idea realize its full potential by providing the requisite services in between. From it being an idea to becoming a successful enterprise, the things that are required for it to be able to reach maturity, that whole process is the incubation process. So it then includes access to capital, accounting support, linkages for partnerships if there is need.
Glorious agrees that the country's economy is still struggling and that one of the drivers that is needed is foreign direct investment. But he remains confident that the business incubation initiative can still be successful despite the prevailing depressed economy, partly pinning his optimism on the fact that some renowned business people sit on the board of his organization. Among the board members are businesswoman Divine Lukula, MBCA Bank Chief Executive Officer Charity Jinya, and business executive Patterson Stole.
We spent much of the year developing our structures, having a solid and competent board of trustees that has the requisite experience, because we also are young people, so we need some sort of guidance. Our board of trustees, we have accomplished entrepreneurs there, so they would obviously be the ones that are the umbrella as we go forward as an organization to give us the necessary guidance. And we utilize their networks also to get what we call angel investors, because the fact that they are prominent personalities in our board mean sometime you might need not to go to a bank, but to go to a Mr. Strive Masiwa to get to invest. And with the network that we do have, we have the confidence that we can be able to unlock the investment, be it from the banks where necessary, but also from individuals with high net worth who would be willing to invest in businesses of young people.
Business incubation has been used in the starting up of companies or business enterprises with considerable success in developed countries like Britain and the US, as well as in the emerging global economic giant, China. Economics lecturer Martin Charumbira of the Midland State University says the reason why most startup businesses fold or fail to grow is because of lack of requisite expertise on the part of the owners. Charumbira believes business incubation could help most of such startups to thrive and grow big. Trust Chikoora, a Gweru-based businessman who is Secretary General of the COMESA Business Council and a past president of the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, believes business incubation could be useful in Zimbabwe.
It is quite a welcome development, and I believe that it could be useful in assisting the youths to start up viable businesses and to be able to grow their businesses to a level of sustainability and to be able to contribute towards economic development in Zimbabwe. So it is an initiative which should be supported and which we should harness to help support our youths in Zimbabwe.
Some experts believe that even with the most brilliant economic blueprint, Zimbabwe's economy will remain crippled until it mends its relations with Western countries and multilateral financial institutions. Balance of payment support and foreign direct investment would help boost the economy, thereby creating employment. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shaba.